And a big game for the K-State Wildcats as they have their Big 12 opener on the road at Morgantown to take on West Virginia. And here to preview that matchup is Matt Walters, announcer and sideline reporter for K-State Sports Network. And Matt, how's it going and excited about going to Morgantown?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you start Big 12 play, Wade, it always gets the adrenaline going a little bit faster. And it seems like every year K-State opens on the road. But it's supposed to be a perfect day tomorrow weather-wise and Morgantown, it'll be a full stadium, and looking forward to what should be a very good game.
Well, what are your impressions of K-State so far? Of course, last week played just a half of football. Last two opponents haven't been very difficult, but certainly showed well against Stanford in week one.
Well, I think K-State is an improved football team in a number of ways. I like K-State's defense. I think the defensive side of the football is maybe where K-State has made some strides. They've got some newcomers that have played well. I know he didn't play last week, but in starting from the front to the back of the defense, Trey Deshaun, who's a redshirt freshman out of Horton, really did a nice job against Stanford. He got a little dinged up in the Florida Atlanta game. I expect him to go tomorrow. He's been a pleasant surprise. K-State's got a very good set of linebackers. Of course, you got Jordan Willis at a defensive end that's played well. I like what Tanner Wood, the Conway Springs product, has done. He's finally 100% healthy. And then in the secondary, you know, that was kind of a big question mark for K-State going into the year. I think DJ Reed, I don't want to call him an enforcer yet because he's not played enough, but the cornerback is one of the hardest hitting corners K-State's had in a while. He's doing a nice job in pass coverage, and you know, the return of Dante Barnett is just huge. So K-State's going to get a different kind of test tomorrow. I mean, Stanford was here we come, just stop us with Christian McCaffrey, and you know, their quarterback Ryan Burns played really well back on September 2nd. But West Virginia wants to go quickly. They want to run a bunch of plays. They can run the football. They've got a couple of talented running backs, so we'll see if K-State's better equipped to handle it. I think they are, but the proof will come tomorrow.
On the offensive side of the ball, Jesse Ertz, so far, I mean, I've seen him. There's times where he's looked really good. There's been some times where he's missed some throws that he probably should have connected on. Is that just more about experience more than anything?
Well, from game one to last week against Missouri State, I think Ertz has made gradual improvement. At Stanford, he looked hesitant, maybe a little nervous in the first half. Then he kind of settled in. But I think, you know, with every snap and every rep that he gets, things kind of slowed down for him. He was, you know, not flawless, but he was really good last week against Missouri State. And, again, you have to consider the opponent. That's no knock on Missouri State. But, you know, now you're going into a road environment that will be quite hostile. The West Virginia fans are going to, you know, be extremely loud and do what they can to take K-State out of its system. But I like what Ertz has done. I'll tell you one thing, Wade, that I think is going to be of benefit that I don't know if enough people have caught on to yet, is if he can have some success in the passing game, I think that's going to help him. And what I mean by that is, he is an extremely talented runner, and we've started to see more and more of that. Mm-hmm. And when you look at K-State offensively, there are a lot of things that Bill Snyder can turn to because, you know, K-State's always had a quarterback that can run. Is he Colin Klein? No, he's not as big and physical, but he can run away from some guys. He has started to do that more and more, and when you look at his ability and the fact that K-State really has four running backs that right now are on an even plane. If K-State's throwing the ball, it's going to be hard for somebody to defend K-State because there are so many things and so many guys that they can turn to.
We're talking to Matt Walters, sideline reporter, announcer for the K-State Sports Network. K-State getting ready for their Big 12 opener at West Virginia tomorrow. Kickoff slated for 2:30 in Morgantown. K-State offensively, I think there were some concerns about the offensive line with some new faces up front. I think they've held up and done a pretty good job. But it seems like one of the biggest questions for K-State fans is, who's going to be our guy to take charge in the backfield? And right now, really nobody's stepped forward and taken the reins of that position.
Yeah, and I don't know why that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Snyder would like that to happen. I don't know that it will. You have four running backs that are all above average. They have similar yet different skill sets. I mean, you've got Charles Jones. He's got the experience. He's a guy that's been starting, got himself in the doghouse, obviously, with letting go of the football just as he crossed the goal line last week. I'll bet that doesn't happen again. You've got Justin Silliman, who's about the same size as Jones, maybe a little bit bigger. He can run very well. You've got Dalvin Wormack, who's that speedy, shifty guy that's got wheels. You can also, throw it out to him. You can put him in the slot. And then you've got Alex Barnes, and this is a guy that fans need to really hone in on, because here in the next year or two, he could wind up being the guy. He's big, physical, he's strong, runs extremely well, and I don't know if it's going to be a case of who's got the hot hand and that equals somebody gets 20 to 25 carries, but they all have a little something special that they bring to the table, and that's why I was saying it's going to be hard for teams to defend K-State, because one or two series, maybe Wormack's in, and K-State spreads some people out, and Wormack goes to work. Well, then K-State gets the football at midfield, and they want to ram it down somebody's throat. Well, they can do that with Barnes or, Charles Jones or even Silliman. I mean, they have so many angles to attack people from with those four running backs and Ertz. Now, the question, and you brought it up, was the offensive line. I think the offensive line's been pretty good. They've held their own. But guys need to continue to step up there and improve. And then a wide receiver, you need a couple of guys that when you throw them the football, it's going to stick and that they're going to do something with it, whether it's I think it's going to be Pringle, but some other guys need to step up and help Ertz, and if that takes place again, I think that's going to mean for a much more well-rounded offense.
On paper, there's no question that K-State has an advantage in special teams, and it came up big last year when K-State beat West Virginia Manhattan and helped clinch a spot in a bowl game. And I heard an interview with the West Virginia play-by-play guy earlier this week, and he was asked about special teams, and he said that is a gigantic concern for the Mountaineers. They haven't been very good at kick coverage. It would seem like there's an opportunity for K-State once again to get some big plays in kick return and punt return.
I mentioned this, I believe it was last week. It might have been the Florida-Atlanta game, Wade, but every week before the game, I have a chance to talk with Sean Snyder, and I always ask him, which one's more likely, a kick return or a punt return? And West Virginia is what I call ungood.
Yes.
On special teams. They leave a lot to be desired. And K-State, I think, is going to get a score on special teams tomorrow. They spend so much time, they're so detail-oriented on that front that it just pays dividends more and more. I mean, K-State's got more non-offensive touchdowns than anybody in college football in recent memory, so don't be surprised if Dominique Heath or Byron Pringle, take one to the house tomorrow. I fully expect it, and if K-State can score some points on special teams, whether it's a punt return, kick return for six, then, again, I like their chances a lot better. I'm going to be surprised if there's not, in the neighborhood of 65 combined points, if not more, scored in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I think K-State's going to give up a little bit, but West Virginia's defense isn't very good either. So that's why I think if K-State minimizes mistakes, keeps the penalties at a minimum, and they can maybe get the West Virginia crowd out of it a little bit, I really like K-State's chances tomorrow. I'd rather, if you're opening on the road and you're K-State, this is maybe outside of Kansas, a road game that I would take. I would rather start in Morgantown than starting in Fort Worth, Waco, Norman, maybe even Stillwater.
A couple more questions before we let you go, Matt. We appreciate the time as always. Matt Walters, he is with a sideline reporter announcer for the K-State Sports Network today here on the Sports Ticket. and that is Skylar Howard. So far, statistically, he's having a really good year. He's thrown for almost 1,000 yards through three games, six touchdowns, completing basically 70% of his passes. What kind of problems does he pose? What type of quarterback is he? Can he beat you with the legs and the arm? Is he more of a kid that can sit back there and has plenty of time to throw and pick you apart? How would you diagnose his play?
Oh, that's a good way of saying it. I mean, K-State's seen him now for, you know, the last couple of years. He can move his feet, but he does what the previous quarterbacks in Morgantown have done. I mean, he's gonna throw some short passes. He's gonna throw some intermediate passes over the middle. That's where teams religiously have attacked K-State the last years, and he throws a good deep ball. So he does it all. You know, he came in a couple of years ago, and, you know, did some very good things last year, just that much better. And like you said, West Virginia was within an eyelash of winning in Manhattan. He's a talented kid, and if K-State can, you know, pressure him a little bit, knock him down a couple of times, make him look around and wonder what's coming at him and from what direction, you know, maybe K-State can spook him a little bit. But Skylar Howard's really good, and I've been very impressed with his progression in the last couple of years.
I'm feeling good about K-State's chances. I think they're going to win tomorrow. Are you feeling the same thing?
Yeah, and again, that's why I go back to, if K-State doesn't do a bunch of boneheaded things like they did, you know, at Stanford, if they don't jump off sides, if there's not a lot of false start penalties, if there's not a lot of holding penalties, I mean, whichever side, just in mass, if K-State doesn't make a lot of mistakes and have a bunch of penalty yardage and give West Virginia free plays, extra downs, K-State without a doubt can go into Morgantown and win. And I think this week and next week are really critical for K-State, Wade, in the fact that when you talk about bowl games, you know, if K-State would win tomorrow and win next week against Texas Tech, which will be hard in its own right, you're looking at a better bowl game. I mean, the schedule is really tough for K-State, especially road games. But if you can start 2-0, K-State, you know, I think you might be looking at a 7-5, 8-4 campaign. Now, again, you've got to take care of one thing first, and that's West Virginia, and that's a load. But K-State's never lost to the Mountaineers, so even though they're a 3-point dog going into the game tomorrow, I think K-State's got an excellent chance to start conference play 1-0.
I'm with you. All right, time for our off-the-wall question. Matt, you ready?
Bring it.
All right. Recently, and I asked this question of our guest yesterday as well, Blake Shelton, you're familiar with Blake, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's a popular dude. And anyway.
He was on the Country Stampede a couple years ago.
That's right. Was it a good time? Had a great time?
Oh, yeah. He was outstanding.
He just performed Wichita and performed 2 hours straight, I was told, and everybody loved it. He was in Fargo, North Dakota recently, and there was a lookalike of his. His name is Andrew Dalen. And he looked so much like Blake Shelton. He bought clothes before the concert to make him look like Blake even more. He got backstage. There were all kinds of fans taking pictures with him, so forth and so on. So here's the question for you, the off-the-wall question today from Matt Walters. Is there anybody that you have been compared to that you look like this particular celebrity or athlete?
Well, yeah, I mean, I chuckle about this all the time. And I've heard this ever since I was a little kid, and I just roll with the punches on it. But what's the greatest holiday movie of all time?
Christmas Story.
There you go. I don't have to say anything else.
You're gonna shoot your eye out, Matt.
That's right. But hey, I get a royalty check every December 24th, so I just take that one right to the bank.
It comes straight from what, TBS, when they play it all day long, 24/7?
Exactly.
That's
24
awesome.
Hours, man.
That's fantastic, man. I'm going to go watch that movie just, you know, like right away later today. I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to see Matt Walters. I'm going to think of Matt Walters every time I see that movie from here on out. Hey, man, continue the great work with K-State Sports Network. We'll be listening coming up tomorrow at 2:30, K-State at West Virginia. Have a great call, and safe travels, my man.
Always appreciate the opportunity to chat with you, Wade, and best wishes to all the folks out in the Downs and Glen Elder area, and please tell the boy Trojans to take it easy on my Broncos tonight.
I will pass along the message. Thanks, Matt.
All right, man. Take care.
You too. That's Matt Walters, silent reporter announcer for the K-State Sports Network here on the Sports Ticket.